This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Every Tuesday, we're showing our entrepreneurs some love because we want to lend a hand in growing their businesses. That's our elevator pitch today.
So today we have our entrepreneur who is a founder of Nkenso Consultancy. They offer expert guidance to achieve financial stability and growth for individuals and businesses. And of course, for elevator pitch, as always, our coach, chartered accountant, business coach and managing director at MyDo, Thabelo Rapala, joining us. Good morning, Thabelo. You good?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Great.
And of course, our entrepreneur for today, founder of Nkenso Consultancy, Zelda Matebula. Hi, Zelda. Are you well?
Good morning. I'm well. And how are you?
Great. We're about to give you 30 seconds to see if you can capture the audience of our coach for today. I'll be letting you know when you can actually start. Is that okay, Zelda?
It's okay.
All right. You can go, Zelda.
Okay, so every thriving community starts with financially stable people and businesses. That's why at Nkenso Consultancy, we focus on practical financial wellness solutions that make money more managing, management simple, sustainable, stress-free, and stress-free. Founded with a passion for change, our goal is to impact thousands of lives across South Africa. Together with your investment, we can make financial freedom a reality. Nkenso Consultancy, where financial wellness begins. Thank you.
All right, Zelda. Thank you for that. So, Thabelo. After listening to Zelda, if this was someone who you were standing in an elevator with and she started telling you about her business and now the elevator doors have opened, what are you thinking? What is going through your mind right now?
Well, the first thing that went through my mind is you offer a good solution. I would have loved to hear more about the problem you're trying to solve and the traction that you've had so far. Who are the type of clients that you're servicing and what are you looking for? So that I missed in the presentation.
I hear you. Zelda, a great presentation, but from our coach who says, you know what, I got to understand a bit about your business, but I wasn't quite sure. I mean, I'm sure you heard that in terms of what problem you're solving and what exactly it is that you want. Perhaps that is something that you need to, you know, work on in terms of when you make those first encounters, to be sure to communicate what it is that you are solving, where the friction is, and what it is that you perhaps need for the growth of your business. Was that clear to you?
Yes, I do understand.
All right. No, we'll leave it here for today. And, you know, you can continue working on your pitch because there'll be different instances where you'll have to make presentations about your business. But as our coach has said, quite an impressive business that you have. She's actually liking it. That's what you said, right, Thabelo?
Yes, I love the solution that she's offering. I'm from finance, so I get it. But for someone who doesn't know what wealth is in, what problem are you trying to solve?
Let's talk about the problem you are solving. Okay, let's talk about the problem you are solving, Thabelo, in terms of entrepreneurs who can actually connect with you and benefit from that. How do they do that?
They connect with us on lemiapp.io. It's lemiapp.io. We are trying to solve small businesses' challenges and own our founders to say, we help them manage their business. Normally, you're the accountant, the HR person, the person that goes out and find business. So we've got a host of features within the app that helps you do that. You're able to manage your day-to-day functions. You're able to connect with other entrepreneurs to find businesses and also retrieve job work opportunities from tenders and private sector opportunities as well. And you're also able to then grow your business. There's so many opportunities and events that you can go connect with other entrepreneurs. So that's what we're trying to solve for SMEs.
Great.
All right, Thabelo. Back to the presentation. Would it actually end there in the elevator pitch or would you actually take it somewhere? A second meeting.
I wouldn't.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I wouldn't. There were a couple of things that were missing for me. Because as an investor, why am I investing? You know, how big is the problem that you're trying to solve? Where are you? What have you done so far? And what are you looking for? Is it mentorship, or you want an equity partner? Do you want a loan? What is it you're looking for?
So I got
the solution of what they're trying to do or what they're doing as a business, but I'm still figuring out what the problem is.
Okay, all right. No, thanks a lot, Abelo. Yeah. And of course, Zelda, you have a homework or an assignment that even as you go to be meeting other people, just to make sure that it is clear in your mind and it can be articulated as a priority when you talk to people, to say, this is what we're about. This is where the pain points are. This is what we are looking for. But thank you so much, ladies. Thank you, Zelda. That's founder of Nkenso Consultancy, Zelda Matebula, as well as chartered accountant, business coach, and managing director at Mado, Tabelo Rapala.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.